Welcome to Technology Espresso Cafe Radio. After 7 years, over 700 episodes, and over 70,000 listeners, we continue to stay nimble and agile. We want to engage our young people, parents, and educators to introduce STEM early by leveraging our curriculum based on Smart Sarah, Perceptive PJ, and their friends and family that promote diversity and inclusion. We also want to connect with our college and young professionals pursuing careers, especially in the field we know best, technology and IT. We also weave in tips related to the agile mindset and being agile to continue to promote a way of life that helps us learn to stay flexible, relevant, and ahead of the game in technology. Thank you for allowing us to be a part of your technology and educational experience. And remember to listen, learn, leverage, and launch your dreams and reach your full potential.
Hello, our D word for our Entrepreneur A to Z series is dedicated. Dedicated. That means through the good and bad, you're going to see it through the ups and downs, through the glamorous and the not so glamorous parts of what people think of as being an entrepreneur. It made me think of a song by the group New Edition, and the song is "Can You Stand the Rain?" And the opening line is, "Sunny days, everyone loves them. But can you stand the rain?" Now, I'm no crooner. You have to go look up the song. Some of you may know it, but some of you may not. But it's worth looking it up by New Edition. It's a classic. But those words are so true. They're referring to a relationship. And this is a relationship with your vision and your business. It's about the rainy days, the not so glamorous parts. And I say this and several different forms, and when I'm presenting to young entrepreneurs, you know, if you think entrepreneurship just means, you know, dressing up in high heels and networking with entrepreneurs and throwing your sales pitch or developing your product and showing it off and only getting oohs and ahs and accolades, then you aren't preparing yourself for the reality that sometimes it's not high heels. It's going to be combat boots and gym shoes. It's not going to be your finest, outfit in your closet. It's going to be sweatpants and t-shirts and jeans. It's not going to be, you know, your hair coiffed and or wearing a hat and playing dress up or being on stage or being on a panel being interviewed. It's going to be, instead of a nice fascinator like you're going to the Derby, it's going to be a hard hat. And it's going to be literally blood, sweat, and tears. At some point, at some juncture, and even if it's not physically blood, sweat, and tears, it's going to be sometimes some mental gymnastics that you're going to have to go through, some rethinking things and compromising. Some of your ideals or your original vision or your timeline or being honest with yourself. When you really feel yourself going through something, when you're feeling that it's not just all, you know, roses and sunshine and rainbows and unicorns, then remind yourself, now I'm this is a business. This isn't a hobby. This is a business. And business requires tough days, tough decisions. And just, you know, it'll make you question everything about every previous decision you ever made, even the decision to go into business. You'll many days maybe even rethink, maybe I should just go get a corporate job. Or maybe I should hold on to my corporate job. I you know, just have this as something on the side. And all of those things, that is you getting to that point where that dedication gets called into question and gets tested. And that's one thing that you've got to establish from the onset. Remind yourself, it's going to come when it's not all fun and games. This is work. It's work just like when you work in corporate America, when you get frustrated in corporate America, you don't get to bypass that frustration. And so the better prepared you are for it, and I will even say my days in corporate America, it's some really, you know, I think back to those really, really tough days. They toughened me up, toughened up my skin. And even when I face things as in my own business, I know that I am going back to some of those experiences. That's why I even encourage people who are entrepreneurs, work in that business as an employee. You can't really know what the day-to-day operations of any company or corporation business is until you're there day in, day out, 365. Go full cycle. The end of the year, the accounting, the bookkeeping, all of the record keeping, the reconciliation, the inventory. These are the things that they're not glamorous. But when you get up and or have that opportunity to get up on stage or be on a podcast, you have some authentic stories to tell, and you'll come from a place like I'm coming from to prepare people just mentally and physically that it's not all sunny days, and prepare for the rainy days. Prepare your heart, your mind, your subconscious. Some of those rainy days is naysayers just always chipping away at your confidence. It can come in many forms or fashion. It can come in that the customers just aren't acting or reacting how you want them to react or in the time frame. It can come to where you're pinching your last penny. You know, it's going to come at you when you least expect it, in a way you least expect it. It could come at you when you've fulfilled a big order and their payment isn't coming in like it's supposed to, or doesn't come in at all. It can, and you can feel like it's going to crush you. It's going to end you. Be resourceful, be creative, bounce back, reinvent yourself. And one of my last words of advice here is never say what you won't do. Never say never, because circumstances will make you and will require you. In order to stay the course, you're going to have to rethink some of the parameters you even set for yourself. When you say, I won't work weekends, or I won't take this type of client, or I won't. I don't like being in front of the customer. I don't like this. I'm not going to. When you set yourself up with those types of parameters, you'll get tested. And that's when you'll know, And that's when you'll want to replay this. That's when your dedication is being tested. Thank you for listening and continue to listen as we go through Entrepreneur A to Z. Bye for now.